Sokala Duma Radio. Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey, hello there. Welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is football legend and Sport Pesa ambassador, Dr. Kumalo. We'll discuss a hot topic and we'll also give you a fixture prediction. Two teams separated by status, finances and history will go toe-to-toe in the Nedbank Cup this weekend. The ABC Motsepe League's The Magic FC will host Kaizer Chiefs in a David versus Goliath clash. My guest, Dr. Kumalo, is here to analyze that game. Before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy this one.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you, Doc. Well, your former team, Kaizer Chiefs, is up against a minnow in the Nedbank Cup, the Magic. It's coached by Uthando Ngomeni, a former Bafana Bafana international. What do you expect from the tie, and do you expect any shock result?
Well, we can dub that as a David versus Goliath. You know, in football, anything can happen. You don't just write off a team or people that you're going to face. It has happened before. I'll take you back. Probably I was still a toddler, and probably you were not born. I'm not too sure. There was a team in Limpopo, then in Tshego, that was called Stonebreakers, the Tshego Stonebreakers. Mm-hmm. That beat Kaizer Chiefs in this kind of a cup game. There were Minos, a team that no one knew about, but after that game, that team lost 90% of their players, most of the players. One of the key players was Trot Moloto.
From the Stonebreakers.
From the Stonebreakers was Trot Moloto. He was the captain there. And Kaizer Chiefs managed to grab two players from that team. Now, such games, we cannot undermine or underestimate or keep a blind eye in terms of how did they reach the last 16 stage. It's the only team that is surviving from the amateur ranks, so to say, and is coached by the former player. Obviously, he doesn't have much to do on the field, but he has much knowledge about the PSL or the Premier League teams. So on this one, it might not be easy for Chiefs, but based on the performance or the previous performance, I would think that Kaizer Chiefs would have to go through. It won't be easy.
And of course,
if I were to take you back, look what happened in East London. They scored in an extra time.
Yeah, I was going to allude to that exactly. It was tough even from the previous round.
It was tough. And you must understand this kind of tournaments. We need to give credit to Nedbank. You know, these young boys, they want to showcase their talent. It's an outlet for them. You know, they want to show people that what is it that they're capable of. So they want to promote what they have.
Now, if you were in Coach Thando Mngomeni's shoes, tactically, what do you go for? What do you do? Because what typically happens with this David versus Goliath matches is that sometimes the team will sit back, and that's why some matches go to extra time. They'll sit back and and look for the counter and maybe capitalize on set pieces. What would be the ideal tactics to employ against this Kaizer Chiefs team?
I think the most fundamental priority in this regard would be the mental factor. Players need not go out there too excited, and players need not go out there too relaxed and probably admiring the opponent, because that's the thing that I think probably Thabo Mngomeni should be thinking about, should be alluding to the players that we have gone through the stages and we are here. And they are the same players that you watch on TV. They are the very same players that you admire. But now, you need to show them what you're made of. Because I've been in that situation when I was at Baroka. The first thing that I did, that was the mental factor to change it. Say, you admire them, but how about them admiring you? So the technical approach, yes, they do have one, probably in terms of guys let's just play our game and enjoy the game, all that. But the most fundamental one is the mental factor.
And of course, that the same is true to the Kaizer Chiefs team as well, that mentally, just be prepared. Do not underestimate or undermine anyone.
Definitely, that's probably what the technical team will be alluding to, the fact that, guys, we don't know these guys. This is a closed book. Remember, these boys, they are not on TV. So I don't think they do have even one clip where they can provide analyze to say they have corner kick or that ball situation. This is what they do. They don't know. They are just going out there to find out what is it that this guy is having at him. So, but vice versa, Thabo and the technical team that side, they have a lot of ammunition because she is all over the shop. But I'm not too sure whether they are equipped in terms of the modern way of analyzing your opponent, because this is how you plan your game. So with Kaizer Chiefs, yes, definitely, you know, they're just going out there without knowing who they're going to play. It's just a closed book. They don't know. They don't even know probably who's their danger man or how do they line up in terms of a dead ball situation. They don't know. So they just have to go out as professional, and any opportunity that arises, they need to bury it, and then that's finished. So they have to do basic things. That's it.
Let's take a look now at the fixture predictions. Kaizer Chiefs away to the Magic FC in the Nedbank Cup on the 17th of February. The Magic versus Kaizer Chiefs in PE. What is your score prediction there?
The score prediction, I think from the look of things, Kaizer Chiefs should go through. But it's not going to be that easy because Hunter alluded to the fact that it's a close book. They don't know anything about their opponent. But being PSL, one of the big teams. So it should be not easy though, but I would expect them to go through.
Sokala Duma Radio.
It promises to be a great weekend indeed. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next week for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.